We find three subjects. So, Sarvata, Abhishek, Señor, aquí conoce. What is religion? What is the process? What is process of spiritual life? And what is priority? The end of the open soul of spiritual life. So we got to be free. What does Srimad Bhagavatam have to say? So first of all, from Mother God, this is established by the word. Vedanti Tatan Father, Tatan Kyan Mata, Ramiti, Maharashtri, Hanamiti, Chapitre. So, those who are Tatarists, they know Tatar. They say that the absolute truth is called Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. That this absolute truth is Advaya. What does Advaya mean? One without a second. And especially Advaya means after Mantra. So that personality who has no ego, no one is greater than him, and no one is equal to him. So, those who follow the path of God, they realize this death truth, but what aspect is truth? Only a very minute semblance of the fifth feature of the truth, and that is called Brahma. This Brahma is the Anga Kanti, the affordance of the limb of Pradhanananda and Sanskrita. Then those who follow the path of yoga, then they realize only to a very small degree a semblance of the skin and that feature of that karma sutra. So they experience that truth as Shakti, that means Paramatma. That is Amsa or Kala, part of Krishna, known as Kirtanika Yasu. But those who not realizing that this and another only partly or a lot, but completely, then they see that that absolute truth is Bhagavan. So Srila Bhagavan gave the conclusion, Ajaya Amsa Paramatma, Krishna Suru Bhagavan Swaya. So, Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam, and he is the complete absolute truth. Bhagavan gives the evidence. When the other day, when he came, at that time, Bhakti Yogi Amarasi, Samyak Pani, he said, a pastor called Purta Puna, Nimashakar, Amarasayam. The other day, in his kind of Bhakti, he saw Puna Purush. So Puna Purush means Krishna, with all his Shakti, with all his Vilas, all his Parika, and all his Vila. This is all Puna Purush. So, Paramatma Vela Puna Purush. Only Krishna is Puna Purush. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, evidence has been given also for by Sri Brahmaji for this. Brahmaji explains, Aho Bhagyam, Nasa Gopa Prajokasam, Yantitam Paramananda, Purna Brahma, Sanatana, Purna Brahma, the complete absolute truth. So with Sanatana, eternal, and Paramananda, who is that? That is Krishna. Yantitam Paramananda, he is the friend of the devotees. No one can say that Brahma or Paramatma is Yannikan, the friend of Vrindavan. But Vrindavan and Shyamasundar, he is their friend. So, in every book of Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been established that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna, and that the ultimate truth is not nirvite, he must savite. So then, after discussing what is the one wonder established by Srimad Bhagavatam, now we come to Abhideya. So, in regard to Abhideya, Krishna instructed Uddhava in the 11th canto. Bhaktyaham ekayam rajyam. I am only perceived and understood by the process of bhakti. So this is also supported by the statement of Shruti of the Vedas. Bhaktirayayam nayati, bhaktirayayam darsanati, bhaktirayayam purusha, bhaktirayayam eva bhunyati. Only by bhakti, only bhakti can bring one into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only bhakti can give one dhyana of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only bhakti can control the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Gurudev raised the point. What is the proof of the Ajna Srimad Bhagavatam? So in 1st Canto, 7th chapter, there is a statement. Yatsam Vaishya Yuhanayam, Krishna Paramapurse. Bhakti Utpati Dehuta, Shokumama Vayapara. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the result that bhakti is awakened in the heart. And by this bhakti, one can realize Paramahamsa Krishna, Krishna is Paramahamsa. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, who is stated, Atmarama, he wants to help, he does the Atmarama, he wants to help, he wants to help, he wants to help, he wants to help, he wants to help. Those who are Atmarama, who are the cities of Bharatpaya, liberated personalities, great movies, who are near Granta, that means they know their connection with the material existence is completely cut. They are liberated in the transcendental position. Then they attracted to
So similarly, those who realize Brahman,
yet, I hear the truth from very, very far away. Why not bring someone closer? And Scripture is this behind the realization. So what is the meaning of Kaivalya? Kaivalya means Kevala. Kevala means only, or Vishuddha, completely pure. I want to see causes. And the first thing is Icantic. One point is Bhakti. So that Icantic Bhakti, the example has been given of Icantic Bhakti in the residence of Vrindavan. And among the residents of Vrindavan, especially the best example is the Gopis of Vrindavan. And among the Gopis of Vrindavan, the best example is Srimati Radharani. So in Srimad Bhagavatam itself, Bhagavatam has established this fact. In Krishna's precious all words, he says, Namayamya Vajrasam Vidam, Swatarupitya Vibhudana Shabima. Oh, my dear Gopis, I cannot repay you for how you have come to me. Even if I could live, I could serve you for the life of Lord Brahma. Why? Yamapa did not say they can Sindala. You have left everything for me. You have given up your taxes for your home, your husband, your family, and for your happiness. Is it more than that? And this is called what it is, identity. Leaving all attachment to everything else and giving everything exclusively to Krishna. This is identity bhakti. So this is the meaning of Kaivalya. For your venom, the goal is Kaivalya, this I can be bhakti. So, Gurudev explains that the Samadhiya needs to know that Krishna is the Paramarajata, the supreme worshipful object. But Srimad Bhagavatam goes further and explains, Asamaho Sanakarayu Sishamahantam, Vrindavanayi Mahigopanadam Vidinam, Yajam Sajam Sajam Aryam Sajam 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 The Vedas themselves, they are searching, they are doing research and trying to find out what kind of high class of love the gopis have. It is so high that the gopis, they are the Aradhya of Krishna himself. So what is he describes? Yavaitya Samajavati Apta Kamai, Yogeshwarati Sadatmai Rasa Gosham, Krishna Sitapa Varadhana Aravindam. You have some connection with the Rupai Rabya Tapam. Then, Lakshmi Devi and many Aptakam, Atmaram, Yogi and others, they are trying to worship Krishna within their hearts by their meditation. But Krishna himself is doing the Aradhana of the Gopis of Vrindavan. So, therefore, what is the history that is going to be Srimad Bhagavatam? Bhagavad Nanda Vajay Srinam, Pravarayam of Vishyanta, Yatam Hari Lakum Jeevam, Purnati Bhuvana Sayam. The love of these gopis is so high. What is he saying? I'm giving my pranam to one dust on the lotus feet, in the direction of that dust, from very far away. Because when they speak Hari Katha, this Hari Katha is so powerful. It purifies all the three worlds. So then Srila Gurudev, he put up this point, that the Katha of the gopis is purifying the three worlds. What Katha? Kadavamati Tatakya, Yunkya, Tatkataka, Vishkata. Radharani is saying, I can give up Krishna in his ego, but I cannot give up his Katha. Nigarori of the Vishnam, Vishidev of Satanama, Srimatika Virutam, Srijita Kamiyanam, Vishkata. Radharani is criticizing Krishna. He says his ego, not only in this life, but in many, many lifetimes. And Gopis are saying, Srimati Radharani is saying, but the Gopis are about to don't touch my feet. And for his sake, he's going to be going away. So this Katha of the gopis, their love is so high that they Katha, even criticizing Krishna, they purified all the three worlds. So then, Srila Gurudev explained that this Srimad Bhagavatam is called Janaki Bhasha. It is the commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam. Aswanyam, Gavadutanam. In Guru Maharaj, the evidence is given there that this Srimad Bhagavatam is the meaning of the Japa Sutra, is the essence of Mahabharata and all the Vedas, and it's giving commentary on Gayatri. So where in Srimad Bhagavatam do you find the commentary on Gayatri? Srila Gurudev explains that in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, there we find the explanation of Gayatri Mantra. So Brahma Gayatri is called they're the mother. From the Galatians, the mother of the beggar. So Galatians has two truths. One Galatians is the wife of the brother. But actually, this Galatians, she is only child of original Galatians. Original Galatians is true. She must be right of money. So she's a people of money. He's given evidence from Antichrist. And then Antichrist, it is prescribed that Baradote comes to be money. Baradote is what? Take me Shakti. And Shakti means Swarup Shakti. Who is Swarup Shakti? Devasya. Devasya means Krishnasya. The Swarup Shakti of Krishna. That is Srimati Radharani. Baradote comes to be money. I am meditating on Srimati Radharani. So, in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, of many acharyas have given commentaries, about 18 different commentaries, explaining the meaning of this verse to so many different degrees. But Srimad Goswami, as a specific edition of Srimad Bhagavatam, they explain how this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is the explanation of Gayatri, giving the meaning that Radharani is the deity of this mantra. So, how is that so? This brings me to one of these things. Here, that Mahadev Kyaya Dhamma, from whom the Adiras has come. That means Srikara.
Satyam Paramadhimahi.
Satyam Paramadhimahi.
Paramasatyam Dhimahi. Who is Paramasatya than Vedic? Janma Satya Jata.
In the first stroke, it is the next time. What? Satyam Param Dhimahi. I am meditating on Paramasatya, the Supreme Truth. So this Supreme Truth is Pradesha Paramasoda, he is Kota Guru. But when is he Kota? When he is with his Kota Shakti Srimati Radharani? We are Srimati Radharani, then he is like the evidence from. So this Paramasatya, I am meditating on this. Janmar Yasya Yataha. From whom? Adi, this Adi has come. In general meaning Adi means Janma, Adi means Janma, the creation, Adi, etc. Maintenance and destruction of the universe. But here, we see that Janma Adi, from whom Adi Vas has come. That means Madhura, Srimara, Srimati Radharani. We know Srimati Radharani, Krishna cannot say this Ra. Is there any evidence? You agree with this guy? At the time of Rasila, when Krishna left Rasila, then what happened? Then the Ram was stopped. And Krishna, so many gopis, they tried to pacify Krishna's mind. But such a holy gopi, Maharaja Mahan, Rakite Nero, Kori, the Dham, Vedubi Kedake, Kadikanam, Ekurishino Rade, Kakaisa, Bangya Sira, Pamukhan Sabe, Rade Kandari, Kade Zabe, Dekadina Rade, Rakopan, Vodhishanthi, Rakaka. When Ramin after us, at that time, many gopis tried to pacify Krishna's mind, but he was disturbed. So Ramin was stopped, and he left them all, and he just went here and there, looking for Srimati Radharani, and looking for her on his flute. So whatever Bhagavan he didn't know, Adi Rasa. Therefore, Janma Yasyayataha, from whom Adi Rasa comes, is Srimati Radhika. Janma Yasya, Yasam Maya Ikarata, and Maya Ikarata. That means, Anumara Gyanaya, directly and indirectly. Direct, I must say indirect. That means, this verse is taken at the time of Sambhog, at the time of meeting, and at the time of Vipurava, at the time of separation. Anumara Gyanaya, Abhijetu, Swaraj. Abhijya means, Swaraj is Abhijya. Abhijya means who has knowledge. So what is the knowledge of Radharani? Sotantara, these people are. And also she knows how to treat Krishna and satisfy Krishna completely. She knows Rasadita. All these subjects of Rasa and make Krishna taste it. So she goes Abhijya. Then a Buddha commented, Raso Vaishnava, invaders. that the only one that it is Christ. The Christian is Russia with the mouth. He is Russia, he is the known of Russia, and he is the danger of Russia. But actually, he is not completely Russia with the heart. Why? Because in Russia, he says Mahabhava, Buddha, Adi Buddha, Modern Bhavan, and Modern Bhavan. This Modern Bhavan, this is not in Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, he has to appear in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to realize this Modern Bhavan. So, then, Swaraj. Swaraj means Srimachiva Dhani. This Swayam Prakash Guru from Mahava. All may have so many expansions of all manifested from Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu associates. Ananda Jivaya Rasa, Pratipala Savit, Savaya Eva, Vita Bhuma, Rupataya Salabhi. Then, Sehe Brahma, Vidya Adi, Savaya Muyam, Vidya Suraya. Sehe means, Vidya Brahma means, Rasa Brahma. Shiva Nira Brahmi, she means Sehe. Sehe means, she calls to manifest, purity, in the heart of Sukadeva Goswami. All this, Rasa Tattva, and therefore he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukhyam Siya Suraya, or this love of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is so powerful that upon seeing it, everyone becomes bewildered. Say it over here, Prajam Yatam, the Yavar Yogyam, the Ashishwa Dham Vrita. Say it means the opposite. Here, taste is especially the mood. Body means mortar. Here, refers to the Guna. And Vrita means earth. Especially here, Virat Govinda. Vinayo means the extension. All these elements were extending their qualities because of the love of Srimad Radharani. At the time of Rasmila, the moon is intended to move, but it became soaked in the sky. Body, water intended to flow, but the water of Yamuna. Mother became that other place becomes a stomach. And they go rhythm. Earth is solid. But by the influence of this place, all the mountains and stones that become they never begin to flow. Yes, so three sarva. Sri Sarvam here means all the churches of Krishna, they're manifest from Srimad Radharani. Sri, Bho and Leela, they all come from Srimad Radharani. Otherwise, all the gopis, they are Kayasiva or the Vaibhav Prakash of Srimad Radharani. And this is one, the gopis are manifested from Srimad Radharani. Then the Rangis in Dwarka, they also manifest from Srimad Radharani. And then the Lakshmi Devi in Vaikuntha. So three types of manifestations, gopis, Rangis and Lakshmi Devi. This is the meaning of Sri Sarva.
Antaranga, Bahiranga, Rasa.
And three types, Antaranga, Bahiranga, and
তোমার দাঁড়িয়ে তো বলছো অটপট করছি দাঁড়িয়ে বলছো not now, but any time. Try to remember all this. But that's all that's to remember. Call to change the two of them. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. डॉक्टर अंग्रेजी में हो आप हिंदी में हो श्रीमद भागवत नाम अम्बरीश महाराज जी का शरीर कैसे इन चीजों को पाएंगे अभी जो वर्णन हुआ राधा जी का भाव राधा ही का प्रेम प्रतिपाद्य है श्रीमद् भागवत। अब इसको पाने का उपाय क्या है? राधानुदास भक्त उसी के संबंध में अम्बरीश महाराज जी का चरित्र है। हाउ वी कैन अटेंड सच ए हाई क्लास ऑफ लव एंड अफेक्शन विच इज इन द हार्ट ऑफ राधिका दैट मूव वेरी लाइक प्रैक्टिसिंग राधानुदास। राधानुदास भक्ति मैंने क्या ब्रजवासी जो कृष्ण के हैं उनके अंतर के भाव जो कृष्ण के प्रति हैं उनको कैसे पाया जाए इसके लिए जिसके अंदर में लोभ हो गया है ऐसे ब्रजवासियों के अनुदर्श में जो भजन होगा वो राधा होगा। जो सोना मैया कृष्ण को कैसा लाभ प्यार कर रही है यदि लोग ऐसे मैं इसकी मैया होकर के कृष्ण को वैसे ही लाभ प्यार सीताम आदि भक्त लोग कृष्ण की सेवा करते हैं ऐसे कंठा भरा हुआ प्रेम हमारे हृदय में कृष्ण के प्रति हो और गोपियां कैसे कृष्ण को अपने प्रेम के वर्ती भूत रखती हैं ऐसी सेवा कृष्ण के प्रति हम यदि कर सकें लोग उत्पन्न होने पर उनके अनुगत्य में जब भजन होता है तो राधा होगा। इसी को दिलाने के लिए अम्बरीश महाराज जी का चरित्र प्रस्तुत किया गया नाभार अम्बरीशोद्भू महाभागवत कृति ना स्पृशत ब्रह्मशादो जन न प्रतिहत पति नाभार के राजा के उससे अम्बरीश महाराज जी का जन्म हुआ सर्वदेशी नाभार के संवाद अम्बरीश वे परम भागवत महाभागवत कौन कह रहा है सुखदेव गोस्वामी व्यास जी का भागवत का लक्षण क्या है और महाभागवत का लक्षण क्या है तो ये महाभागवत उनको कहा इसी से समझो भागवत कौन है जिसके अंदर में भाव रति हो कृष्ण के प्रति और महाभागवत कौन होगा कुछ और ऊपर का हो इसलिए परम भागवत और कृति मैंने सुखीमान सुखीमान मैंने जो भक्ति का संपूर्ण रूप से साधन कर चुका है वो कृति है। गुरु महाराज जी को हमारे प्रभुपाद जी ने कृति रत्न दिया तो ये महाभागवत और सुखीमान से ब्रह्म का कहीं भी रुकता नहीं है कभी विफल नहीं होता ब्रह्म का नगर भी कम पर किंतु इस महाभागवत सुप्रतिमान नाभार पुत्र अम्बरीश महाराज जी को स्पर्श नहीं कर सका ब्रह्म प्रसाद से ऐसे महाभागवत महाभागवत नहीं यदि होगा तो ब्रह्म प्रसाद उसको संग करेगा कुछ न कुछ जरूर करेगा किंतु महाभागवत का कैसे करेगा श्रीमद भागवत में कहीं एक बार हम सब बच्चों को पढ़ा रहे थे भागवत का लक्षण और इसमें महाभागवत का लक्षण संसार का सब कुछ नष्ट हो जाने पर भी कहीं नहीं भगवान की भक्ति से विचलित होता है और सब कुछ संसार का वैभव प्राप्त होने पर भी कहीं भी ऐसे लोगों को महाभागवत कहते हैं और ये तो महाभागवत कहा तो जरूर कुछ इसे महाभागवत साधारण मत समझना जो ब्रह्म ताप क्वचित भी ना प्रतिशत अमोघत्व अमोघ है कहीं नहीं वो अपदर्श नहीं होता व्यर्थ नहीं होता ऐसा ब्रह्म ताप भी यहाँ पर शब्द हो गया उनको स्पर्श नहीं कर सकता ब्रह्मर्षि ने ब्रह्मरीति ये दुर्वासा ताकि जाओ कृत्याय को नष्ट करो जब्त कर दो जला दो दुर्वासा टोल दैट ओ एडवांस यू टू गो एंड क्विकली बंधे हैं ऐसे, किंतु वो अपने आप से क्या नष्ट हो गई और वो जैसे के तैसे खड़े रहे। बाघ वज्र, यह था बाघ वज्र, वज्र जैसे कहीं नहीं रुकता उनका बाघ, पता तो हमेशा बात से कहीं नहीं रुकने वाला, किंतु हो गया क्योंकि महाभारत भगवान स्वस्थमिच्छा राजस्य सत्य धीमत न प्राप्त यत्र प्राप्त यत्र निर्मुक्त ब्रह्म तत्व दूरस्थ। महाराज ने अमृत का चरित्र सुनना चाहिए कि ऐसा ब्रह्म ताप को भी उनसे स्पष्ट नहीं किया। आई वॉन्ट टू रियर कोई चल परिचित महाराज तो सुखदेव गोस्वामी जाओ तो महा महा भागवत ऑल्सो महाभागवत इज ए ब्रह्मशाप। ब्रह्मशाप यदि अमृत महाराज को स्पष्ट नहीं कर सका तो परिचित को कर सकता है। अमृत महाराज अभी कृष्ण का साक्षात दर्शन नहीं पाए और परिचित महाराज उनकी गोदी में थे। परिचित महाराज और यूज्ड टू सी इन द लैप ऑफ कृष्ण एंड ही यूज्ड टू पावरफुल देन अम्बरीश महाराज मोर एंड मोर। सो तो अब कह रहे हैं मैं उनका जीवन चरित्र सुनना चाहता हूँ। बड़े प्रसन्न हुए सुखदेव स्थान और कहने लगे अम्बरीशो महाभाग सप्त दीपवती महिम अभ्यंच श्रियं लब्ध्वा विभवं च अतुलं भुवि मे अति दुर्लभं पुंसां सर्वं तत् स्वप्न संभृतं विद्वान् विभवं निर्वाणं निर्वाणं तमो विषति कर। एक एक शब्द में अर्थ भरा पड़ा है, बहुत ही सुंदर से अर्थ सुख गोस्वामी ने कहा। मैं परिश्रम का विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर जी का टीका का सात वर्ष बदला साधारण की अर्थ होगा महाभक्त महाभागा। महाभागा का प्रयोग नंद बाबा यशोदा मैया के लिए किया गया। हाउ यशोदा च महाभागा नंद किम अकरोत् ब्रह्मन् सेव एव महोदयम् यशोदा च महाभागौ पपौ जगता। यशोदा जी के लिए जो महाभाग और नंद बाबा जी के लिए जो महाभाग था प्रयोग किया गया वही शब्द इनके लिए प्रयोग किया गया। तो ये कैसे महान हुए ऐसे समझो। हाउ ही वाज ग्रेट यू कैन इमेजिन दैट द वर्ड व्हिच हैज बीन यूज्ड फॉर नंद एंड यशोदा सेम वर्ड हैज बीन यूज्ड फॉर द अम्बरीश महाराज। In some what he was of heart, he was not sincere, but he has a lot of alambalu, dependent, always meaning. Sometimes he was, Krishna darshan ki yogyata mein rahti hai. He was qualified to take darshan of Krishna sometimes. And to his associate. Then his mahabhava. महाभाग्यवान अम्बरीश महाराज सप्तदीप पृथ्वी सप्तदीपमयी पृथ्वी मैंने होल वर्ल्ड पर ऑल दी सेवन ओशन आइलैंड 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 कॉन्टिनेंट सराउंडेड बाई ऑल सेवन डीप ओशन everywhere his control was there. Akshay Sampat. Akshay Sampat means Akshay Sampat. जो खाए नहीं हो और लिमिटेड
प्रॉपर्टी
एवं अतुलनीय ऐश्वर्य अतुलनीय ऐश्वर्य उनका था। इस प्रकार ऐश्वर्य जीवों के लिए बड़ा दुर्लभ है। अटोलेंस लाइक हिम इन दिस वर्ल्ड वेरी रेयर, ऐसा संभव नहीं है। और होने पर भी महाराज अम्बरीश इस अपने होल वैभव को राज्य को स्वप्नवत देखते थे। यू टू बी ऑल लाइक अ ड्रीम, हिज ड्रीम इज एनीवन इज टोल्ड लाइक दिस दैट ऑल आर बोगस यूजलेस, क्योंकि वे जानते थे कि ये सभी वस्तु नश्वर है। इतना संपत्त और हम लोगों को थोड़ा सा संपत्त मिल जाए तब की तरह आने लगते, वैष्णव को सम्मान नहीं दे, गुरु को भी नहीं, साधु को नहीं। और ये कहते थे साधुओं को सम्मान देते थे, कहाँ एक है आगे, हाँ आगे सुबह जिस ऐश्वर्य को पाकर के सारा संसार मोहित हो जाता है, असल पथ पर चलता है। और ये इसे कणिक मात्र भी कुछ नहीं अनासक्त थे, इसलिए क्योंकि भगवान के चरणों में इनका प्रेम था, इसलिए अनासक्त थे। बात दे गई भगवती सदभक्ते साधु तू प्राप्त भाव परम विषम जैन इदम लोकवादित बहुत सुंदर शब्द है। वासुदेव वासुदेव माने कृष्ण ब्रजेंद्र नंदन श्याम सुंदर यहाँ वासुदेव भगवती भगवान सरस्वती पूर्व भगवान ऐसे जो ब्रजेंद्र नंदन है सतभक्ते और उनके भक्त और जब साधु तू और साधुओं में साधु माने सदभक्त तो उनके परिकर और साधु कौन जो साधु है साधु स्वभाव से उनके प्रति प्राप्त भावम परम परम भाव को प्राप्त कर दिया। कौन सा उनका भाव गुरु रघुनाथ दास गुरु गुरु के गोष्ठाल ये मन की उनके प्रति ऐसा भाव प्राप्त कर लिया था परम भाव को। और उसी के कारण इस संसार में कुछ वैभव के प्रति जो उनको था उनको लोकसभा क्या लोकसभा बेकार की भूल मिट्टी का गेरा जन। और हम इस तरह जाते हैं थोड़ा सा भी कुछ संपत्ति हो इस तरह जाते हैं। यदि भक्ति होना है तो ऐसे हो, इसलिए ये भी एक भक्ति आदत है हम लोगों के लिए। ये न परम भाव ही न प्रार्थना प्रेम न इदम विश्व लोक सब परम जिस परम भाव को अर्थात प्रेमा भक्ति को पाकर उनके जगत के प्रति और मिट्टी का ढेला उनको मालूम होगा। इसके बाद में बता रहे हैं सबई मन कृष्ण पदार्थ आज इतना ही कसरत है, कल अच्छे मन से भी इसकी व्याख्या करना। साधारण जो अर्थ लोग समझते हैं वैसा नहीं अर्थ है, विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर जी जैसा समझा जी जो संघ हम उस रूप में इस अर्थ को बता रहे बताया नॉन फ्रॉम विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर जी जो संघ सनातन गुस्सा I will try to explain like so it is not like ordinance that we hear and we realize very high class if you read it thoroughly and hear it from any Bhagavata, then we can realize something other than that. So today, go Devananda.